Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbul Alameen. This is Amin Muhammad calling from our show, A Message of Concern. Alhamdulillah. We're having a little technical difficulties, but if it's the will, it's the way, inshallah. And call in if you want to participate. You know, everybody's welcome. Call in, and let's hear your point of view. Let's hear your ideas. Alhamdulillah. And I'm going to bring in 615-1963, and I'm going to press it right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah, I hear you loud and clear.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Allahu Akbar, yes, sir. So, yeah, you got it. You got it, brother. Go ahead.
Alhamdulillah, I'm going to open up for God's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I bear witness and I testify that there is only one creator, there's only one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, the messenger of Allah, and he's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-salamu alaykum. Brothers and sisters, we are thankful. We pray that Allah bless us with something to say. And inshallah, bless you with something to say. And alhamdulillah, we're going to open up for questions. And I'm thinking also we might have a young brother come on, a young guest speaker come on and say if we, yes, and we're going to try to get one of these young brothers to say something. Don't give me no whole lot of sugars.
Oh, you know, that's yours already, ain't it?
That's yours
in front of you.
Thank you. And praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. Anytime I deal with young people, I try to get what's on their mind. I don't want to tell them what's on my mind. And try to get them to say something that's on my mind, but I want them to speak, you know, from their mind and from themselves, from their heart. You know, praise be to Allah. You know, and I believe you'll hear something. Alhamdulillah. I'd like to read the Quran, and this is dealing with peoples that was introduced to the religion, and they were Israelites, and these people, they took a covenant with to God, you know, that they'll be obedient, that they'll pass the message. That they'll be one that, inshallah, practices the religion. But I just like to read you all something that is from the Holy Quran, and then I just like to elaborate on it a little bit. And this is Surah 5, starting at Ayat 12. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Allah did a full time take a covenant from the children of Israel, and we appointed 12 captains among them. And Allah said, I am with you. If ye but establish regular prayers, practice regular charity, believe in my messengers, honor and assist them, and lend to Allah a beautiful loan. Verily, I will wipe out from you your evil and admit you to garden with rivers flowing beneath. But if any of you, after this, resists faith, he has truly wandered from the path of rectitude. But because of their breach of their covenant, we curse them. Now, this is talking about the children of Israel now. And made their heart go hard. They changed the word from their right places and forget a good part of the message that was sent them. Nor will thou cease to find them barring a few ever been on new deceit. But forgive them and overlook their misdeed. For Allah loveth those who are kind. From those two who call themselves Christian, we did take a covenant. But they forgot a good part of the message that was sent them. So we estranged them with enmity and hatred between the one and the other to the day of judgment. And soon will Allah show them what it is they have done. O peoples of the book, there have come to you our messenger, revealing to you much that ye used to hide in the book, and passing over much that is now unnecessary. There have come to you from Allah a new light and a propitious book. Wherewith Allah guides all who seek his good pleasure, the ways of and safety, and leads them out of darkness by his will unto the light, guided them to a path that is straight. In blasphemy, indeed, are those that say that Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. Say, who then has the least power against Allah if his will were to destroy Christ, the Son of Mary, his mother, and all, everyone that is on earth? For to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between. He created what he pleases, for Allah has power over all things. I'm going to read a little bit more. I think this is important too. Both the Jews and the Christians say we are sons of Allah and his beloved. Say, why then does he punish you for your sin? Nay, ye are but men of the man he had created. He giveth whom he pleases, and he punishes whom he pleases. And to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between. And unto him is the final goal of all. O peoples of the book, now has come unto you making things clear unto you, our messenger. After the break of the series of our messengers, lest you should say that there came to unto us no bringer of glad tidings and no warner from evil. But now have come unto you a bringer of glad tidings and a warner from evil. And Allah has power over all things. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So the Quran here, it makes it clear that you have people that's among the Christians and the people that's among the Jews, you know, that is set on deceit, is set on evil, that know the truth. And Allah asked them, told them, that it's blasphemy. That in blasphemy indeed are those that say that Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. That's blasphemy. To say that Allah, say that that Allah is Jesus. That's blasphemy. And that the peoples that were voted Christians, they called God. They said that God had a son. They called themselves Son of God. So this is not nothing new, brothers and sisters. This idea or this lie that is being told is not nothing new. You know, Allah asked them, if you Son of God, then why is God punishing you? Why do God punish you? Which is a good question. I mean, read the book. You take things out of the book and you add things to the book. And even as you go so far as killing some of the messenger. So that's what we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. If we want to deal with the truth, people that we have the biggest problem with, people who we are having the problem with, is the peoples of the book. It's the people that will reveal the knowledge. It's the people that know the truth, and the people that became a people that was that turned away from faith. That's when we have in search of the biggest problem. We deal with people that know the truth. So they know how to come at you and they know how to manipulate it. And it's a serious thing, brothers and sisters. It's taking the position where they don't want to acknowledge the judgment. They don't want to acknowledge God's judgment. They believe that they can do wrong, they can lie, or they can practice deceit without being punished. This is what they're saying, brothers and sisters. They're trying to show the world that they can disrespect God or that they can lie on God. And they're saying that, I mean, if God don't punish them, they're saying that is this your God? But God punishing them, brothers and sisters. I bear witness. They made a covenant with God. We as Muslims, we made a covenant with God. We bear witness and say that that we believe in Allah and we believe in his message. And we made the covenant with Allah. And alhamdulillah, you've got many of us is respecting that covenant and try to uphold it. And trying to stand upright and to do good and stand for good. Fight against this lie. We got many of us have came to that point, brothers and sisters. So it's Satan ain't that powerful. Satan is not so powerful that he can destroy the human being. Satan's job is to he told God, he gonna show God that we can't be upright, we can't be responsible, we can't be righteous. We can't be true servants of God. And he gonna show God that we are not worthy of that high position that God gave to the human being. When he told the human being, after I breathe my spirit in you, you became a living soul. After I breathed my spirit in you, the human being became a living soul. And God said that he was going to make him, the human being, he's going to make him the caliph, and he's going to give him power in the land. And God asked the angel to bow down to this human being. And the angels, right away, they bowed down. They submitted. And then God asked Iblis, who at that point he was the leader over the angels. God asked him to bow down and submit, which he was a jinn at that point. He wasn't an angel, but he was a jinn. And he was the leader of the angel. And as one point I like to make is that the angels did not disobey God. The angels can't disobey God. The angels don't have a free will. Only the ones that has the free will can disobey God. And the one that has a free will is the human being and the jinn. We are the only two that has a free will in this creation, and we can disobey God. So Iblis took on the responsibility of being disobedient. He was rejected of faith. And he called himself telling God that I'm going to show you that this human being is not deserving of that high position that you've given him, of being the Khalifa. I'm going to show you that he's not worthy. I'm going to deceive him. I'm going to go before him and deceive him. Come behind him and deceive him. Deceive him on his right and on his left. And when I get through with this human being, I'm going to show you he's not worthy. And God told Iblis to go ahead and do what you can do. Said, all this is good. All this is in the plan. But you can't deceive my Eli. You can't deceive the peoples that is true believers and followers. And so that's what's going down, brothers and sisters. They are holding their position. The people that God breathed his spirit in and called them and named them human beings and called them Muslims, you know, many of them are striving hard to stand upright and to bear witness that there is only one God. But they can disobey God because they have a free will. God gave them a free will. And God said, this is good. This goes right within his plan. And he showed the human being the blessing, explained to the human being, left the human being with the understanding of the blessing that he would receive by practicing righteousness, obedience. And promise him heaven. And promise him a garden. And promise him things in creation, blessings and things in creation that he had never seen. And also God promised the human being, if you disobey him, if you set up partners with him, if you say that he has an equal, or there's other gods besides him, or you lie to other fellow human beings and don't teach them the truth or don't tell them the truth, Allah says that he tell you where you're going and he let you know there's going to be a judgment. There's going to be judgment. Allah says that, prove what I'm saying, in the Quran said God say that he's not going to leave you alone just to say that you believe. He said that he's going to test and try you. He tests and tries those before you. And surely he's going to test and try you. And he's going to know the one that's true from the one that's false. So we are going through a test, brothers and sisters. Everything is controlled by God, is run by God. And the different situations and the different things that we are going through is a test. We can receive God's blessing, paradise, and garden with rivers flowing beneath, fruit hanging low. or we can earn the hellfire. That's up to us. We got that free will. You can say, I will obey God, or I will disobey. We have that type of free will. And we got to make a decision. So we are Muslims, and Christ Jesus said that know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. Allah done blessed us with the Holy Quran and the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon him. And we got the power to bring the truth to the human being and free them of the lies that they was raised up with, that was told to their foreparents, that was told to their children. We got the truth that God didn't have a son. There's no Trinity. There's no three gods. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. All this is a lie. God don't have a mother. God, the Quran say that he neither was begetting, nor was he begotten. And there's nothing like God. So we got the truth. And we bring you the truth without any hesitation. You either can accept truth, or you can submit and bow down to the lie. You got the freedom. You got that type of freedom. You know, we're not trying to dictate to the human being and tell the human being which way to go, because all of them was given free will by God. They the one that makes the last decision. And we have the opportunity to talk to them and give them the option. And they the one makes the decision. Praise be to Allah. So we are thankful. We're thankful to Allah for this opportunity. We're thankful to Allah for this Quran. And the Bible, the Torah, all these books. We are thankful to know about all these other great men, like Abraham and Father Abraham and Noah, Moses, Lot, all these great men. The Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon all of them. Christ Jesus, peace and blessing be upon him. It's a blessing to know that we got peoples of these great men that would give their life, would give their life for the truth and give their life for righteousness. We thank Allah for that. And we thank Allah for trusting us with his truth. And I say with his truth. God said in the Quran, is there any other truth than his truth? And we're thankful to Allah for his truth. And we're thankful to Allah that he give us strength to be able to stand up with it as men. It's a blessing. It's a blessing, brothers and sisters. So we into Allah is going to open this up for questions or statement. If anybody like to make a statement, you know, they are free. You know, if you want to say a few words. We don't want to dictate anything to you, you know. So we have a young man. Inshallah, inshallah, he's about 14, you know, and he gonna say a few words. And inshallah, give him that opportunity, because we want to know how they think. You know, we want to know, and we want to make sure that we pass on something good for them. We want them to be rewarded with this paradise. So, brothers and sisters, if you're ready. If you're ready, you want to say a few words, you can have a seat right here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to speak bad for that. Mm-hmm. You got it.
As-salamu alaykum.
Yeah.
I was just coming over here to talk about racism. I think, like, black people, we should watch what we put out in our, like, picture, because, you know, the people we got representing us are not very good people. You know, we are known for guns, violence, all this. I think, like, we need to, you know, calm down or something and be more together as a community. Because if you look at other races, you can see they're together. If you see Mexicans, they're always together as a community. They help each other out. If you see, you know, whites, they're together as a community. So that's all I wanted to say. I just wanted to say those words. I want y'all to have a nice rest of y'all day. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. So we thank Josiah for his statement, his word, and there's something to think about, you know. And racism is something that we can come together and deal with it. You know, that was a good point that he made. We can come together and address racism. The only reason and racism is alive and still standing, we're not coming together and addressing it. If we come together, you'll find out not only African American was be addressing, you'll find out the Caucasian will be addressing it, and you'll find out that other nationalities also will be addressing it, you know, because it affects all of us. It'll even affect the one that has their image up there. They didn't put it up there, but it affects them. When the Caucasians see their image up there as God, or as the Son of God, this right has a affect that right away, it'll make them false. Because they know they can't be God. You see? And everything in the world will show you that they are not superior. You see? So it's going to make them false, that particular image. You know? And when the African American or the Indian and the other people see their image up there, right away it gives inferiority. It put an inferiority complex on them. They feel unwanted. You know, they feel like they're not deserving. They want to look and they want to be like the image. They feel like they're missing something. That's the reason we ask for the removal of all racial images out of worship that portray God. We're asking for the removal of those images. So that was a good point that our young brother made. Praise be to Allah. Is there anybody that would like to ask him a question or make a statement? You know, just punch one, and come into the queue and say what you want to say. Praise be to Allah. And I'm just asking, is our brother Rafi, if he's there, I'm just checking. Is brother Rafi out there? Alhamdulillah. This is another young brother. Young brother, we want to try to get as many of them to come forward, because we want to know what's on their mind. They are the future. I'm 80 years old, and I'll be gone any day. I look around, I'm gone. You see. And this world gonna be left to them. So if anyone have anything to say, just point one. Point one. And come into the
queue. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Look like I don't know if my call dropped. I'm trying to figure this out, or your call dropped.
Yeah.
But I got 760, but Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Brother Muhammad.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Allahu Akbar, our brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, you got it. Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sir. Udu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We thank Allah as always for blessing all of us with the opportunity to be on this queue to speak on behalf of the psychological effects that the children of the world are suffering from the same thing that we are talking about. This racial identity in the worship of God, the life that you pattern yourself after. As we know, the main scheme of this whole idea of the shaitan to the human being is to make us disobedient, selfish, and arrogant like he did with his free will. And now he, Allah, the creator of all of us and everything we see or don't see, has commanded that he go to hell once he has the opportunity to try to prove that he's better than we, the human being who Allah has created. For a special reason in the heavens and the earth and all between and everywhere else, like he's done with everything else in creation. Everything has a special orbit, nature, destiny, but it must be done, inshallah, in order the way Almighty God Allah has created it to perform his duty. And we know one of the biggest points of the scheme here, as we look over the history, how this image that man is God, because that's the only way they can justify that man could have a son, and that son is a God, as he continued to withdraw the truth out of this lie he's telling. Every time he tells it, he takes a little more truth out of it to where anyone knows it doesn't make any sense at all. This idea with regards to how far you go back, it shows that something created it. And this keeps a serious psychological effect on all human beings, but especially the children who are innocent, trusting, looking around and trying to fulfill their nature of learning a natural responsibility for loving everything the way Allah has loved us, the human being. And want that type of love for them, Almighty God has given us. And they're trusting. They're looking around for direction and guidance. And now we have, in all nationalities, very few nationalities on this earth hasn't been approached by the shaitan to give them the impression that if they do certain things, they can be God over this natural inclination that's really for a great reward if they just show appreciation and gratefulness to their creator, Almighty God, Allah. And this scheme has been perpetrated for years. And every time the shaitan gets a chance, it doesn't make a difference what color that human being is, what that human being looks like. And all nationalities on this earth, he has tried to give them the impression, skin or their hair or their position of authority on this earth gives them the right to be God over someone. And when they have their children, they try to make your children be gods. They call it inherited right. If I'm a king, all my kids are kings. These artificial realities, by listening to the whispers of the shaitan or the logic of the shaitan, the devil, as he tried to prove his mistake of thinking that he's a God or equal to the God that created him in his rebellion. And again, he is fully aware. Put yourself in this creature's shoes, knowing that he has or it has mistaken and has abused his free will, a gift that so far Almighty God Allah, the creator of all the world, has showed that he has only given to the jinn, of which whom Shaitan, Satan, the devil come from and came out of, and us, the human being, because we weren't around and he was so engrossed and drunk on that authority. And then when the test came for him to bow down to all the things that he had authority over, had will over, feeling that he got that permission from his creator, and that was his creation to do so, a responsibility. To wherein Almighty God Allah created us and told him to bow down, he refused, that he was better than us. After becoming so, I said, individualistic and thinking that he had the same power equal to his creator. When he took the and became vain with the authority that he has over creation. So he knows that we have that potential too. And he did not want to share order with us, so he refused. But now that he has seen what it has caused him, the loss, he's now lying to his own self and fooling his own self, as Almighty God Allah tells us. Also meaning that anyone else who follows his footsteps, you think you're fooling God, but you're really fooling yourself. These psychological effects of the human being always being tempted, based on the thinking that he is God. And then with the crazy logical thinking, just because when he does what he naturally do, and that is procreate himself to his mate, that all of his children will be gods like him. That's where the pharaohs and the kings and all the men in the history that we've been blessed to see who have been made fools by the logic and the rationale of the devil. In the thinking that because of their skin color, because of their money, because of their evil, it gives them a special place in this creation. This has been going on for a long time now. But we are now in the time when, inshallah, if it is the will of the Creator, Allah, that is speedily coming to an end, if already not the end already. And we don't know it, some of us here on this earth. And due to Allah's mercy, due to the Creator's mercy, he's given us time. Like Prophet Isa prophesied that there will come one after him who will make sure every human being knows the truth, the whole truth. And those who accept that truth with their own free will have the responsibility of sharing it with themselves, then their loved ones, which includes their children and their wives, etc. So we have to make sure that these psychological effects, false reality, false authority, false different parts of the human anatomy or structure gives them the right to think that they are equal and have godlike authority over the human family. Because he knows the mistake that he made. He's fully aware of it. And he wants us to make the same mistake, carry us right through the same punishment that he got coming. And that is to be consumed by his lies. And he know that. That's why he tried to make lies out of us, so we can be consumed by our lies. He trick and deceive his own self. That's why he want to make deceivers out of us. So we'll do the same thing to ourselves and our children. But all praise is due to the Creator, Allah, that we notice now, and many of us on different levels, in different books of revelation, still are hanging on to the rope that Almighty God, Allah, has extended to us to share with our children, our wives, our husbands. And we hold on until that wonderful day comes when we all will be judged on how well we held on to the truth of our creation and the creation of everything. But we had to be mindful. If we're not doing that, our children will be psychologically seduced or deceived or tricked into believing that being something else in creation is better than their creation. Even though they know that they are the best of creation. And they have history showing them how when we do what our creators say do, that we have a loving relationship with creation, and creation is more than willing to bow down and provide for us heat, food, shelter, clothing, anything that comes to our intellect, and anything that will soothe the joy that's in our heart. And we have to pass these things on to our children in order for them to have the same pass on to their children and live psychologically free and satisfied with being the best of creation. Now they have doubt, though. As you know, that these lies and false of realities of trying to be equal to the Creator has drove many of them insane, has made many of them seek refuge in the creation that they are supposed to be helping to live in peace and disrupt their nature, their order, looking for help. So we who have accepted on whatever level that Allah has decreed that they are ready for the truth, they have within their own self a natural confirmation that if they maintain that character, they will be safe. So the devil, the Satan, will try to disrupt, disorientate the human being and their children as he must possibly can. And he tried to snare us and lead us into the hellfire with him. Some of the things that we have to get Almighty God Allah to help us to understand. What rights are we denying our children to have on us because we are living the life of another creation, a lie, a rebellious, hypocritical lifestyle, and we share and teach this to our children mostly in our deeds and actions. Because long as we are under this influence of not knowing, then we're really always in a position to be lying, even though we're trying our best to tell the truth. And then our deeds and actions gives an altogether different direction of what we are telling our children. what we are promising our children, how we are loving them, feeding them, giving them a place of comfort and shelter because of the influence of a false image of what man is supposed to be. And they are confused. And they will follow any man like animals. Follow any man who controls their food. Like animals. Whoever's feeding the pack, whoever is the protector, the maintainer of getting food, etc., those children will follow them. Because how hard the lie we might tell them that we're not living in our own deeds and actions. And they see fear. And they fall upon these authorities, the pecking order, whatever language you want to use, trying to provide to them to distract them from our efforts to tell them about their creator and about who they are. And also about their enemy, who is inviting them to things that even in their own nature, like we have a milestone, even when they get 2 years old, they start learning what's against them and what's for them by what us parents share with them. So we are letting this image in many colors, many nationalities, is still continually, like a dear brother of ours said, bamboozle us. We think that we can reason people who are under the influence of this story, of which they already know naturally is a lie. But they have no one telling them what Prophet Isa prophesied. No one is leading them into all the truth, providing for them heaven on earth, providing for them, having them protected against having fear of anything in creation. And that natural dominance that we have of how to get along with everything in nature, or if need be, correct it, until it serves the needs that Almighty God Allah created them to help us be who we are. We are all one creation. All must support us, especially those of free will. We are responsible for ourselves and our loved ones, and all that that encompasses. And we are to do it by establishing the rights that Almighty God, Allah, the creator of all of us, and all worlds that we might think in, dwell in, live in, to give each other their rights, to know their creator, know how wonderful the creation he has given it, them, and us.
Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can we see if somebody else at 225-333, if you want to raise your hand. Press 1 if you want to say something, 225-333. Press 1 on your phone and we'll bring you in. We'd love to hear from you also. Alhamdulillah. Okay, well, evidently 225-333 doesn't want to say anything right now. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir. Continue, Muhammad. I'm sorry. Continue.
Oh, no problem. Alhamdulillah. Like I said, that's the whole purpose of the oneness that we are talking about. To give each and every one of us the opportunity to give the Creator thanks for our creation.
Alhamdulillah.
And to thank him with the ability to share this all of the creation. So, cause don't think.
All
right,
bro.
Oh, yes, sir. Could you
yes,
hear me
sir,
or whatever?
Okay, look.
Okay, I was just trying to make sure.
I gotta step out and I got everybody's line open. So if you want to say something, just jump in because I gotta go and take care of something right quick. Everybody's
no
line
problem.
Is open.
Yes,
Allah Akbar. Allah Akbar.
Allah Akbar.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Allahu Akbar. So if there's anybody out there in the queue, you want to jump in and share whatever inspiration that we know if you in the listening audience, we know your creator is talking to you like he's talking to us. We know that he is talking to you right now like he's talking to us. And so if you want to also give him thanks that you are listening to this message of concern of how we should come together and establish in the many languages they have said it in, the many quotes, the kingdom of heaven, paradise, there's many other languages that different people have said to let us know that they know God has promised a place for them. What their destiny is wanting to be. Now, our children, it's very important that we all understand that this creature, this racial manipulation that has been used on everybody's color, everybody, don't you know you could go almost every place on this earth, and you'll find out in the history of the people on this earth that Satan had used the same scheme on them. He had the Chinaman, had an image of a Chinaman, a Japanese, African, all trying to encourage them to worship man and give man an authority over them that only Almighty God Allah has. And no one can come anywhere near the authority that he has given us when we wake up to that. The children of the world need to know that there's nothing no better than being in our reality today. Like the man of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A prophet Isa, Ibrahim, Noah, Lot, Shuaib. Any men that you have read in the books of Revelation that Almighty God Allah has been sending to the human being ever since we was created in our father Adam. The guidance. Because the psychological effect that it don't what's gonna happen our children if they don't do it is what we're watching now in the world. Where one human being thinks he's better than another because of his skin color. One human being thinks he's better than another because of his skin color. And you have the type of disunity because this based on skin. But not only this image that man had a son because, see, they won't call him God. They call him Father. The Father God had a son. And we made man in our image. See, we know God didn't create none of us in his image. But that's what they tell us in the Bible. Man made man in his image. There's so many lies out there that only the true can set you free from this. And that's what we have to share with our children. Only the truth will protect you from all these things you see on the news. You see at school if you're not going to a school that is showing you what is right. And you will fall victim to them if you don't mind your parents. And if your parents don't mind their creator. It's a ricochet, double-edged sword situation. And Shaitan is trying to weld it against us. Because he already know where he's going. So as we know, that one of the best things to do to prevent this is that parents, you have to spend more time with your children. And everyone in the cube and out of the cube, thank Almighty God, Allah, the creator of everything, has left us with a book, with guidance, with a human example, as he always has. But also remember, too, this will be the last time. There will be no other human being that anyone who seeks the truth should try to emulate than the men and women who are making every day in their life bowing down to their creator and treating each other like they want to be treated to self, giving their children the best of this world, not for power, not for vanity, but because it is what Almighty God, Allah, has ordained for us to be the best and have the best of this creation. And there's a saying in the life of the prophet where he said, God told him that when we're being submitted to God and God alone, that everything in creation helps us do that.
Alhamdulillah.
And anytime that we're not doing that, everything in creation is against us. So we have to teach our children how important it is not to be like any human being who acts like he or she does not want to bow down to Almighty God, Allah, their creator. And ask them, did you create yourself? What authority gives you the right to act that way? My authority is the creator of all of us. And he says this, and he says that, as we learn and study the Quran, as we learn and study the life example of Prophet Muhammad, as we study our own self, as we apply this guidance to our life, how it has freed us from the whispers, the irrational logic of the Satan, and how the fire that is around us seems already does not touch us. And we even can walk back into fire like this message of concern is doing. This message of concern is the middle of the hellfire. But it's cool. And it gives us the confidence of this assignment that God has given us to tell the world that there's no God but him, and Muhammad is his messenger, and the devil is your open enemy, and the white man ain't God's son. God don't have no son, and that this world is based upon how well you study what Prophet Isa said. Now that person has been here to teach us the whole truth, none but the truth. So help you Allah.
Allah Akbar.
So with that, if there's anybody who has something else to say,
share your inspiration. We thank you for your information that you gave. Praise be to Allah.
That's right. Alhamdulillah.
We're going to first say with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And we also bear witness and testify that there's only one creator, and there's only one God. And we bear witness, testify that Prophet Muhammad and Christ Jesus, Abraham, all those great men, was God's servant. They wasn't supermen, and the family of God. They was men just like us. God say in the Quran, if the earth was populated with angels, God would have sent us an angel as a messenger. You know. But the earth is populated with a human being, so he sent us a human messenger. One that ate food. One that said prayers. Jesus said, watch me while I pray. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Jesus didn't want to do his own thing. That's what he didn't say in the Bible. Jesus said, if I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true, but I bear witness of he that sent me. That's what he said. I know they twisted it up, and they make it seem as though that which is clear, they make it seem as though he was saying something else. You know, but we got to stand up today. You know, we're getting truth, we're getting the light, and we gotta have enough strength to bear witness to the truth. We can't go along with the lie just to satisfy our weaknesses. You know, so our weaknesses can stand. So nobody wants to challenge us in our weaknesses. We got to stand up for the truth. Even if the truth is against ourselves. That's how serious the truth is. You know, because the truth is from Almighty God. That's where the truth is from. The lie is from the devil. The truth can be proven. But a lie cannot be proven. Only thing you can do is tell another lie. And just keep lying. Until you get bagged up in a corner and had to admit to the truth. Allahu Akbar. God give us this reality. God give us this light. And bless us with this understanding where we see clearly and we know right from wrong. You know? So it's just a matter now is whether or not we stand up for that which is right. You know? This whole world, the Satan God is slowly dissipating. It's fading away. It might last for a while. But now if you follow Satan, you are just gonna be in hell. If you wanna be in hell, but keep on following Satan. You know. And those that have the truth, you know, Allah said he's gonna give them peace. And happiness and mercy, you know. And so that's all the purpose of the free will. You do what you want to do, you know. But now any of us, Allah could call us back to him any day. And I don't want to go back to God. And my book is full of lies and crookedness and evil. And I know that if I take that book before God, that I'm going to hell. And the explanation that I have of God hell is real scary. Real scary. God say that he gonna burn your skin and then he gonna grow you another one and he gonna burn that one. And when that one gone, he gonna grow you another one. He said that he's gonna give you boiling water and make you drink boiling water in gulf. That means a whole lot of it go down your throat and you can't make it cool. You know. Hell is a place that you don't always want for your worst enemy. You know. So I definitely want to go to hell. Anybody I know that have a chance to be a human being, you know, I'm working towards helping that person be a human being. But now that same person can work against me and where he can be a devil and go to hell. That's his right. That's his right, you know. So we're thankful to Allah. We're asking for the removal of all racial images out of worship that portray God. You know, we know that everything in creation is an image. Anything that you can identify with your five senses is an image. Anything in creation that you can identify as an image, we are asking if you are trying to raise that up. Yes, well, like my salam. Well, like my salam.
If anybody else wants to, we have about another 10-15 minutes. Left on the show. If anybody have a burning question or something that they really, really, really want to say, press 1 on your phone right now. We'll bring you into queue. I see a 718. I see Alhamdulillah. So if anybody else want to say something, press 1 on your phone. We'll bring you into the queue so you can speak your piece.
Yes, sir.
718. All right, now, okay, nobody else want to say anything right now, Brother Shuja.
I appreciate that. I pray that.
Yeah, I'd like to say that.
Okay, we got 718. No, here. Go ahead. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, you got 718 here.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah.
Oh, well, where's my salam?
Alhamdulillah. I don't want to interrupt you, Brother Shuja.
That's okay. That's okay, sister. I need all kind of help I can get.
Alhamdulillah.
Come on, black bro.
Okay.
You ain't no easy job.
Okay, Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah,
okay.
Sister. Anything you want to say, you got the flow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. I have about 3 to 5
points.
Sayings. Yes.
Yes.
Sayings. If it's okay, let me know when you want me to stop. Okay. Alhamdulillah. A strong relationship requires choosing to love each other, even in those moments when you struggle to like each other. I mean. Yes. Yes. Okay, let's see what else we have. Okay, let's see. This one is a dua. Also, no matter how big your house is, how recent your car is, or how big your bank account is, the grave is still going to be the same size. Stay humble. This is another dua. Our Lord, place us not with the people who are the Zulimun, the politeers, and the wrongdoers. Amen. O Allah, allow the Quran to be our close companion in this life, in our graves a comforting friend, a light on the Sirat, and intercession at the time of resurrection. Our companion is Jannah, make it a protection and barricade between us and the fire. Amen. Okay. I'll give you two more. Is that good?
That's good.
Alhamdulillah. People may destroy your image, stain your personality, but they can't take away your good deeds, because no matter how they describe you, you will still be admired by those who will know you better.
Yes, ma'am.
I honor.
Continue, please.
Yes, sir. I honor my own pace and my own journey, knowing that there is no right or wrong way to move through life. I trust my intuition and listen to my inner wisdom, knowing that it will guide me towards my highest good. I am deserving of love and respect, and I treat myself with kindness and compassion. Amen. Yes, sir. This is some lessons from the Quran. One, don't take items without right. Don't be miserly nor extravagant. Don't call others with bad names. Speak nicely, even to the ignorant. Do not force someone to become a Muslim. Killing an innocent is like killing all of humanity. And they have surahs on the side, and the surah and ayat. Okay, let me start from the beginning. Don't take items without right. Surah 3:161. Don't be miserly nor arrogant. Extravagant 25:67. Don't call others with bad names. 49:11. Speak nicely even to the ignorant. 25:53. Do not force someone to become a Muslim. 2:56. Killing an innocent is like killing all of humanity. 5:32. Saving a person is saving the whole of humanity. 5:32. Don't ask for repayment for favors. 76:9. Make room for others at gathering. 58:11. Return a greeting in a better manner. 4:86. Don't remind others of your favor. 2:64. Make peace between fighting groups. 49:4. Lower your voice and talk modestly. 31:19. Don't let hatred cause you to be unjust. 5:6. Don't ask too many favors from people. 2:273. Be just, even against yourself and relatives. 4:135. Speak gently, even to leaders of disbelief. 20:44. Don't criticize small contribution of others. 9:79. Oppression and corruption is worse than killing. 2:217. Greet people when entering their homes. 24:27. Preach to others in a good and wise manner. 16:125. Don't accuse others of immorality without proof. 24:4. Greet people when entering their homes.
No,
nope,
I didn't hear that.
You
say that again.
Greet
people.
hypocrites. Don't accuse others of immorality without proof. 24 and 4. Don't call someone a disbeliever without knowing.
Right.
494. Seek permission before entering someone's home. 2459. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir.
Right on time, Shukran. Right on time. Praise be to Allah. We put those principles like that into practice. You can see, you can just imagine what kind of world that was shaped, especially among our younger people.
Mm-hmm.
You know. If they learn those principles, you know, all praise to Allah. We thank Allah for that.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. You have any more?
Oh yeah.
Let's know.
Okay. I have. Do not be rude in speech. 3159. Restrain anger. 3134. Be good to others. 436. Do not be arrogant. 713. Forgive others for their mistakes. 7199. Speak to people mildly. 2044. Lower your voice. 3119. Do not ridicule others. 4911. Be dutiful to parents. 1722. Do not say a word of disrespect to parents. 1723.
Alhamdulillah, sister.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
You're welcome.
Alhamdulillah,
you're welcome.
Yes, ma'am. We always
sharpen
our sword.
Yes. You're welcome.
So, I mean, did you want to say something? We got about 1 minute. Okay, I guess he's not. Is Brother Mubarak available?
Yes.
We're going to get him to close it up in prayer, possibly.
You want me to close
it
up? All right, hold on. Yes, sir. Where's Hadidaya?
I don't think she's doing too good. And she having a problem with her phone, so you know that means you're gonna have a problem with the board.
Right. Okay.
Charlotte, we turn ourselves to the old law, trying to be upright, woven in Him, originally heaven and earth, and we're not in the prophecies. Truly, our prayers, our services, our sacrifice, our life and our death is all for our Lord of the world. No associate has been. This we are commanding, we are those who submit. All honor, thou art the master, and there is none to serve besides. Thou art our Lord, and we are thy servants. And we have been greatly unjust to ourselves. So forgive us our shortcomings. And none can forgive the shortcomings but thou. And guide us on the best of life. And none can guide us on the best of life but thou. Amen.
Amen. That's the prayer I think of Abraham. Alhamdulillah.
And from the nation.